Amy Roberts was hiking last weekend, and when she found the fawn lying motionless on the path, she thought it was dead until she noticed it was breathing. She says she did not feel right about leaving it, thinking it would be run over by a mountain biker, starved to death, or be pecked to death by birds.
Compassion spoke louder than reason. I knew that it was not a newborn. Oftentimes, a very, very young fawn will sort of, I guess, play dead, if you will. They don't move at all in order to evade predators as their mom is out foraging for food. That was not the case. The animal was clearly in distress, clearly very sick, and probably at least 2 months old.
She called the Wildlife Rehab Organization in Ogden, and they told her it was illegal in Utah to rehab a deer or any large game animal. They advised her to put it back or contact the Division of Natural Resources to have it euthanized. Over the next 24 hours, she said she called the Park City Police Department multiple times, a local vet, and the Division of Wildlife Resources.
You know, I can't in good conscience, like looking at this thing that is very sick, it's struggling to breathe, it is probably in some level of pain. I cannot in good conscience hike it back up a hill 3 miles in the heat of the day and leave it where I found it to die a painful death. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know who would do that.
The fawn died on Sunday, and Roberts contacted the DWR for guidance on how to dispose of it. She said she didn't know if they would want to test the animal for a wasting disease that has been killing young deer in Wyoming. When they arrived to take the carcass on Monday, the DWR officer issued a $400 Class B misdemeanor citation for removing the animal from the wild.
And the citation that he gave me essentially says that I acted with willful, knowingly, reckless behavior to endanger an animal.
Chief of Law Enforcement with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, Rick Olson, says they do some seasonal public outreach to try to educate people about what to do if a baby elk or deer is found in the wild. He says it is illegal to remove any wild animal, dead or alive, without the appropriate license.
And a lot of times, once it's touched, depending on how young it is, if they are touched by humans, even if they go try to put that animal back, it's still going to have the scent on it. And sometimes the mother will take care of it again. Sometimes she will abandon.
Olson says most of the citations the DWR issues are for fishing and taking more than the posted limit. But he says sometimes people want to take a wild animal home as a pet, which he says is against the law.
I don't know if this applied in this particular lady's case, but it is common for a baby fawn deer to be left on its own while the mother is off out in the woods. So what a lot of people mistake for injury is just what is bred into the animal as a safety mechanism to stay safe.
Olson says the citation is like any other criminal case. It's in the courts, and the county prosecutor and judge will handle the case at this point.
Our officers have a lot of discretion. If the individual truly did not know any better, it's common that they could get a warning citation instead of a criminal citation.
Roberts sent a letter to the DWR registering a complaint stating that the officer, McKay Braley, who wrote the citation, let his ego get in the way of both doing his job and behaving in a reasonable or considerate manner. She claims his manner was belligerent and belittling towards her as she was working to resolve the problem of the sick fawn. Olson from the DWR says he cannot comment on the case. Roberts provided photos of the fawn, which can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.